storytelling with Karina and Mama. Hello everyone, it's been a while. We are starting in turn two, the last. We are not starting term two, actually. The last time when we read Michelle Obama, that was the start of term two, but I even never do a podcast anymore because it's still a long time because it's too tired for last week. So today we are reading a book about It's a new book that I got actually last time when I read Michelle Obama I'm still 4 years old, then now I turn 5 now.
Happy birthday, you.
So
this is one of the book that the listener gave you as a birthday present, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called such an interesting title.
ESH, is it?
Yep.
ESH.
Yep.
Ish.
Ready?
Yeah. Ramon loves to draw. Yeah, the name is Ramon. Anytime, anything, anywhere. At the toilet.
Could even draw in a toilet.
Yeah. One day Raman was drawing a vase of flower. His brother Leon leaned over his shoulder. Leon burst out
laughing.
What is that? He asked. Ramon could not even answer. He just crumpled the drawing.
Crumpled up the drawing
and threw it across the room. Leon's
laughter.
What?
Haunted
Roman. He kept. He what?
He kept
trying to make his drawing look right.
But
they never did.
Never did. Yeah.
After many months and many crumpled sheets of paper, Ramon put his pencil down. I'm done.
He's really disappointed with himself. Discouraged.
What is this?
Marisol,
his sister, was watching him. What do you want? He snapped. snapped. I was watching you draw, she said. Roman screamed.
Sneered.
I'm not drawing. Go away.
Marisol
ran away, but not before picking up a crumpled sheet of paper. Hey,
come back here with that,
Roman
raced
after Marisol up the hill.
And into her
room. He was about to yell, but fell
silent
when
he saw
his sister was
start to at the
crumpled gallery. Roman's sister Marisol tip all Roman drawing
on the wall. That's why
her wall.
Yeah, that's why she said it's a crumpled. Those are the crumpled drawings drawn by Roman. But apparently Marisol likes it. She's been keeping all the crumpled drawings and taping all over her bedroom wall. That's why they said it's a crumpled gallery.
I asked, H is H. This is one of my favorite Marisol said, pointing that was supposed to be a vase of flower, Roman said. But it doesn't look like one. Well, it looks like this ish, she explained. Yeah. Ish and she.
Vas-ish.
Roman looked closer. Then he studied all the drawing of Marisol walls and begin to see them in a whole new way. They look ish, he said. Roman felt light and
energized,
thinking ishly,
aloud
his ideas to flow freely. He began to draw what he felt.
Loose lines. Focus.
Loose lines. And what?
Quickly.
Springing out.
Without
worry. Ramon once again drew, and the world around him making an ish. Drawing felt wonderful. Tree-ish, house-ish, boat-ish. Afternoon-ish, fish-ish, sun-ish. 7 inches. Ramon realized he could draw ish feelings too. Peace-ish, silly-ish, excited-ish. His ish art
inspired
ish writing, but he knows
he wasn't sure
if he was writing
poems,
but he knew that
they were
poems-ish. Ponder. Dream yonder. Pond. Yawn. Glam wonder.
By Ramon.
One spring morning, Ramon had a wonderful feeling. It was a feeling.
That even
ish words and ish drawings could not capture.
He decided not to capture it.
Instead, he simply
savored
it. And Ramon lived ishfully ever after. Ish. The end. Ish.
So funny.
Yeah. Ish is a funny book.
Yes, it's actually funny book, and it's pretty brilliant. It teach us not to easily discourage by somebody who doesn't think as what we are thinking, because that's how it's normally happen in this world. Sometimes what we think is not like others think, and actually it's fine. Doesn't mean that we have to think the same way. Sometimes, yeah. Our friend will feel
just touch your phone, ma. I just touched your phone. Just accidentally just touch like that.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
You touch my phone?
Bye.
Is it phone-ish?
Phone-ish. Yes, it's phone-ish. Actually, I have a phone drawing-ish.
Silly girl. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.